and I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of migrants have crossed into the United States in recent days.
Scenes of thousands of migrants gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border are reminiscent of the influx the country saw before U.S. President Joe Biden in May rolled out a new policy to deter illegal crossings. Within a month, those tough measures, such as deporting migrants and banning reentry for 5 years, drove the border crossing rate down some 70%. But 4 months on, and the early deterrent effects appear to be wearing off. Record numbers of migrants in the thousands have crossed into the United States in recent days, with many more still arriving by bus and cargo trains to Mexican border towns.
The Biden administration is giving temporary legal status to Afghan migrants who have already been living in the country for a little over a year. The Department of Homeland Security says in its Thursday announcement that the decision to give temporary protected status to Afghans who arrived after March 15, 2022, and before September 20, 2023, would affect roughly 14,600 Afghans. This status does not give them a path to citizenship. It's good until 2025, when it will have to be renewed again. But it does protect them from deportation and gives them the ability to work in the country. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. And Kenya will lead a multinational effort of 1,000 soldiers.
But the idea of a UN multinational force worries some New York Haitians who remember the 2010 Napalese UN force that brought cholera to their country.
The gang violence is resonating in Haiti, and Haitians created it, so we need to fix it ourselves.
The thing that's going on with the country, with there's no safety, especially after the president got assassinated, so nobody really feels safe.
The Security Council is expected to vote next week on sending the multinational force from Kenya to Haiti. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News at the United Nations.
The sweeping bribery case brought against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez includes allegations that he took cash and gold in exchange for interfering in a criminal case against a New Jersey real estate developer. The indictment says Menendez pestered the U.S. attorney for New Jersey and another top federal prosecutor about a bank fraud case involving his friend, developer Fred Davies, in his home base of Edgewater. Davies is widely credited with building out a Gold Coast of luxury high-rises. An attorney for him says he is confident his client will be completely exonerated. Menendez has denied any wrongdoing. Planet Earth is about to receive a special delivery, the largest sample yet from an asteroid. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
NASA's spacecraft will fly by Earth on Sunday and drop off what is expected to be at least a cupful of rubble it grabbed from the asteroid Bennu, closing out a 7-year quest. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft launched from Cape Canaveral in 2016 and reached asteroid Bennu in 2018. The sample capsule will parachute into the Utah desert as its mothership flies to another asteroid encounter. NASA recovery manager Mike Moreau says the drop-off, about a third of the way to the moon, is no small feat.
That's like kicking like a 120,000-yard field goal.
Scientists hope to uncover some of the solar system's secrets on the sample's vacuum from Bennu's surface. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. federal government is headed toward a shutdown that will disrupt many services, squeeze workers, and royal politics. It comes as Republicans in the House, fueled by hard right demands for deep cuts, force a confrontation over federal spending. While some government entities will be exempt, others will be severely curtailed. Social Security checks, for example, will still go out, but federal agencies will stop all actions deemed non-essential, and millions of federal employees, including members of the military, won't receive paychecks.